If you're looking to level up your points redemptions and make the most out of your points and miles, make sure you check out our step-by-step video tutorials on the GeoBreeze Travel YouTube channel. And if you're looking to level up your points earning game and get access to points earning techniques that you won't often find online, we're opening up for another cohort of my signature course, The Points Accelerator, very soon. You'll get access to exclusive offers like earning 5 points per dollar on fee-free Visa and MasterCard gift cards anytime you want without having to leave your couch to drive to Staples. Sign up for the waitlist by going to geobreezetravel.com/waitlist and check out what some of our students have to say about the course.
Hi, my name is Sandra, and I bought the Points Accelerator program 6 months ago. I recently redeemed a trip to Milan for a family of four. I used my Capital One points, transferred them to Flying Blue, and bought my tickets. Also used some Capital One points to get a hotel via Choice Hotels in Venice for 4 days. I've also been using Rakuten to shop. I pointed those shopping points to Amex Rewards. So for example, Viator, any tours that I want in Italy, I've been buying them through there. This would have cost us around $5,500 if I wouldn't have points. I wouldn't have been able to work this into our family budget. And I'm so happy that I can use this extra money to do different type of experiences in Italy.
For example, I recently signed up for the American Express Cobalt program here, and 5 times on dining and groceries. Like, that's a huge savings right there. There's a lot of people, you know, who don't realize that you can, you know, get your gas gift cards in the grocery store. You can do all your sort of regular shopping through the grocery stores and get 5 times points. That in itself is a huge motivation for using that type of card and going to the bigger grocery stores where you can use American Express, because sometimes in the smaller grocery stores, you're not able to use American Express, but there's so many different chains around here that do use it. And I also have been taking advantage of our different Amex offers through small business programs where they're looking for small businesses to have people use their Amex cards there. So I've been able to use a lot of opportunities to get people to use points and also get their discounts using their Amex card through that.
Hey there, points people. You just heard a clip from Ravinder Burke from the Travel Points Rebel. Ravinder is the founder of the Travel Points Rebel and aims to introduce Canadian women to the world of points and miles. In this episode, Ravinder and I go over some tricks to save you miles based on how Aeroplan structures its pricing chart. As a throwback, don't forget to tune into some of our past episodes featuring Canadian points enthusiasts, like episode 23 featuring Ricky Zhang, episode 18 featuring Spencer and Ashley, and episode 75 featuring Will Bellow. Nearly any of the flexible points programs will transfer to Air Canada's Aeroplan program, whether it's Chase, Amex, Capital One, or Bilt. Some of the most popular cards with each of these banks is the Chase Sapphire Preferred, Amex Gold, Capital One Venture X, and Bilt MasterCard. Remember, if you decide to apply for any of the cards, never apply directly through Google. Always use a friend or creator's referral links. If you're interested in supporting this show when you apply for your next card, check out geobreezetravel.com/cards. And if you're not sure what card is right for you, I offer free credit card consultations at geobreezetravel.com/consultations. And we have links to the cards and free consultation form for you in the show notes as well. And now, on with the show. Welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast, a show for anyone wanting to level up their travel hacking lifestyle. I'm your host, Julia Menez. I'm a travel hacker, coach, speaker, Filipino-American ENTJ who loves solid travel gear and using shortcuts on spreadsheets. On this show, I'm on a mission to bring you travel hackers from all walks of life to help you level up your travel hacking game. We dive into credit cards, miles, points, strategy, mindset, and the secrets behind how to travel the world for next to no cost. So let's get hacking. Hey, Ravinder, welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast.
Hi, Julia. How's it going? It's nice to be here.
It's going well. I'm excited to have you here. We're going to talk about Aeroplan stopover rules because there's lots of cool different hacky hacks that you can do with that. But before we jump into all the terms and conditions and the fun details of how to use this, tell us a little bit about yourself and how did you get into the game of points and miles?
Great. Thank you. Thanks again for having me on. My name is Ravinder Burke, and I am the founder of the Travel Points Rebel program. And basically what I do is I help Canadians get into the travel hacking game. I don't like the word travel hacking, but we're into the travel hacking game, trying to get people on their first luxury trip using credit card points. I've been on this sort of journey for a couple of years now, but I really sort of put it into gear last year. I had a milestone birthday last year. So I really took all of my knowledge that I've been gaining over the years. And now that I've been on a couple of great trips, I really want to show Canadians that you can also go on trips like this that I've been going on, which is great.
Awesome. When you first got started, what were some of the first couple of points trips that you did?
Well, the first one was actually a really great big one because that was for my birthday. And I did a great trip going to a couple of different countries. I went to started in New York, and then I went to Doha in Qatar. I went to Milan. I went to London, UK, and then I hit Montreal before I hit home. So it was 3 weeks of whirlwind, and I did it all on points, which is really amazing. I learned lots during that time, but now that I've sort of gotten the taste of traveling this way, I'm so excited to do more of it.
Walk us through a little bit more of the details for that trip. Like, what did you fly? How did you earn the points? Where did you stay? How much did you save?
I started off with United. I went from Vancouver. I live on the west coast of Canada. I went from Vancouver down to New York. I spent a few days with some friends there. And so I was able to use the Amex Offers discount there, which is really great. I know that in the States, there's lots of lucrative programs and offers that you have there. But in Canada, it's a little bit sort of downplayed and we don't have as many points offerings that you have in the States. But still, it was a great opportunity for me to fly first class all the way to New York. I stopped over a few days in New York, and then I was able to go on my sort of dream trip was to Qatar use on the Q Suites flight. And that one I did going using Avios points. And I also did that. I spent 4 days in Doha, Qatar, which is really amazing, just in front of the World Cup that happened this year. And then I took the same Q Suites over to Milan, Italy, where I then spent a couple of days there. I went on a short haul flight because within Europe, a lot of the short haul flights are pretty reasonable there. And then I did Air Canada business class from London back to Canada, which is really great. One of the great hotels that I stayed in Qatar was the Mondrian Doha. What a beautiful place that was. And I was able to access that through the Fine Hotels program through American Express Platinum, which was really nice.
What kind of points did you use to book your Q Suites?
So the Q Suites was a combination of, actually the Q Suites was all based on the American Express Platinum awards that I got. So I was able to transfer them over to Avios points. And based on that, I was able to get the Qatar Airways points, which is awesome.
Do you remember how many points each of these different legs cost?
So I was lucky in that I booked just the one flight from New York all the way to Milan and did the stopover for 4 days in Qatar in between. So it was about just over 100,000 points on Avios. And I was able to do that based on 2 card signups that I had, both through American Express, which is awesome.
I know that in Canada, you guys don't have nearly as many of the card options there as we do here. Do you do any of the things where you're like crossing the border to open Chase cards or any of that?
Yeah, I know there's lots of people out there that do that. And those are people who are like really into the game. But I admittingly, you know, wanted to sort of test it out in my own home waters before doing that. Now that I've got this sort of travel bug in me, I'm going to definitely be looking into that. But I wanted to show there's lots of opportunities for people who don't want to, you know, cross the border, so to speak, and chasing those points.
Yeah, I've sometimes asked like, oh, is there a way for Americans to tap into the Canadian card program? And all the Canadians are like, yeah, but why would you want to?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, for sure, you know, especially, following you and I follow a bunch of other travel people, you know, you guys always talking about all these different rewards cards that you have. And we unfortunately don't have access to that many cards, but I'm here to show people that definitely there's lots of programs that we have within Canada for sure.
Since you guys don't have access to that many cards, how are you mostly earning these points?
Like I said, the most lucrative points that I've been using are through the American Express program. So whether it's the American Express Platinum, the American Express Business program, one key thing for your listeners, and I'm sure lots of people might not know, is that you don't actually have to be a business owner to get the American Express Business Platinum card in Canada. I'm not sure if that's the same in the States. So that's been really a lucrative point for me to get the membership rewards through them. The other card that I've been taking advantage of is the TD Bank Visa Infinite here too, which had a really great welcome bonus this past year, which was able to use that for my trip from London back to Canada.
Can anybody sign up for the Amex Business Platinum there, or are there any requirements?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, apart from the credit score that you need to have in order to get those cards, you just need to be, you can consider yourself a sole proprietor and call yourself a business owner for you as a personal person. And in most cases, you won't be asked about providing additional information. I got my approval within 30 seconds of applying online, which is really awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know that in the United States, we can do a lot of a similar thing where you can always apply as a sole proprietor. If you don't have an EIN, you provide your social security number or your ITIN or something like that. Usually you do have to have something where if they're going to ask you, okay, what is your business? Have some proof that you paid taxes on something or registered something, but it's super easy to do this. It's much easier than people expect it to be because you could sell things on Facebook. And then you have an audit of all the things that you already sold because it's all tracked electronically. You could tutor, you could dog sit, you could drive for Uber or deliver for Instacart. All of these things would count as a small business. So that's, I think, probably the number one way that anybody who's earning a lot of miles, they almost always have some kind of business card, whether or not they have like a real business is up for debate, but almost everybody will have a business card because that's where the big points will come from.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, especially in Canada too, you only have to sort of claim sort of business income after a certain amount where it's going to get charged taxes for it. So as long as you keep it even within under that realm, then you can still consider yourself a business and get the access to those business cards, which is awesome. And it's always great to sort of keep those expenses on a separate side too. So then you can keep an account of your own sort of expenses based on that business.
So for you, has most of your points been through the sign-up bonuses and different cards, or are you using any other methods?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's obviously where I've gotten the chunk of my points, but the really great thing for me to be using is paying attention to the cards and the points accelerators for each program. For example, I recently signed up for the American Express Cobalt program here, and 5 times on dining and groceries. Like, that's a huge savings right there. There's a lot of people, you know, who don't realize that you can, you know, get your gas gift cards in the grocery store. You can do all your sort of regular shopping through the grocery stores and get 5 times points. That in itself is a huge motivation for using that type of card and going to the bigger grocery stores where you can use American Express, because sometimes in the smaller grocery stores, you're not able to use American Express, but there's so many different chains around here that do use it. And I also have been taking advantage of our different Amex offers through small business programs where they're looking for small businesses to have people use their Amex cards there. So I've been able to use a lot of opportunities to get people to use points and also get their discounts using their Amex card through that.
Do you guys do a lot of portals, like shopping portals or dining portals or anything up there in Canada?
I mean, yeah, definitely for the points, the Aeroplan eStore has been great. They've been doing lots of great offers this past year where, you know, whether it's through Boxing Day, through the different holidays, they're always offering accelerated points going through that. But I was just actually speaking to someone yesterday. She's asking me about her upcoming trip to Mexico. And, you know, I really recommended that she buy some Apple AirTags to put in her luggage because that's always been handy, especially with all the lost baggage that's been going on in the airplanes and stuff. And I suggested that she buy her AirTags through the Aeroplan store. And she had no idea that that was even an option. So I always sort of encourage people to go through those shopping portals to see if they can get the things that they want through those portals and gain extra points too.
For everybody who doesn't know, what's Boxing Day?
Oh, you don't have Boxing Day there?
We don't have Boxing Day.
Oh, okay. Well, Boxing Day is December 26th, one of the biggest shopping days that we have here just after Christmas. We have adopted the whole Black Friday thing, as most of the rest of the world has, after your American Thanksgiving. As you know, in Canada, our Thanksgiving is a little bit earlier than yours. But yeah, Boxing Day was traditionally the big shopping day that we have here in Canada. That's where everything goes on half price and all the big sales of the year happen.
Yeah, boxing, like boxing it in a package or packaging day, not like boxing gloves.
No. That's right. That's right. For sure.
So let's dive into a little bit of Aeroplan's program. I know that we've had a couple episodes talking about Aeroplan already, but I don't think we've really even done a deep dive into their stopover program, which has been updated somewhat recently. So walk us through at a high level How does the stopover program work? And then we can talk about some ways that somebody can maximize this deal.
Just recently, I think it was back in the fall of last year, Air Canada made some changes to their Aeroplan program. So the Aeroplan points is the program for Air Canada. And they did an exciting thing where you could add a stopover to any itinerary that you have for only additional 5,000 points. Now, they do have an award chart for their points where everything's broken up into four regions. So whether it's North or South America, Atlantic or Pacific, those are how they base most of their points on. So yeah, so that was one of the really exciting things that they added, where you can add a stopover, which is essentially over 24 hours for an additional 5,000 points. And, you know, whether you take advantage of Air Canada's own flights or using one of their partner flights through their Star Alliance program, as long as you book it through the Air Canada portal, you get to take advantage of those extra points for additional stopover. And you can also add layovers too. As long as you are not doing your layover into US or Canada, you can essentially, you know, book one trip going from North America to, for example, Europe, and you can stop over for up to 14 days into a different country, essentially adding a bunch of different options to your itinerary. So you can do that one time each way for each leg of your trip. So you can do it essentially twice on a round trip.
Yeah, and I think the stopovers can be up to 45 days. If you are going from North America over to Asia, you could stop in Europe for up to 45 days. You don't have to take the whole 45 days, but you can stop over there. Or you could do the Middle East. So there's a lot of different things you can do. And you could stop over in the same region as well. If you wanted to go from the US to Spain to Italy, for example, you could do that stopover in Spain. You don't have to keep crossing over different regions for it to work. Can you do multiple stopovers? Like if you were, for example, going Vancouver to Istanbul to Abu Dhabi to the Maldives, can you take stopovers in both Istanbul and Abu Dhabi or just one?
Yeah, it's one stopover per one way. But you can do, if you then essentially want to book your one way back home, then you can go through the Maldives and book the essentially another stopover there. But those would be considered two one way tickets.
Yeah. Or if you wanted to just keep going in one direction, like let's say you wanted to do Vancouver, Istanbul, Abu Dhabi, and then book a completely different itinerary from Abu Dhabi to the Maldives to Singapore, you could then take two stopovers, each one costing an extra 5,000 points, one in Istanbul and then one in the Maldives or something like that.
Exactly, exactly. And the nice thing about, you know, places in Asia and also in Europe, you could do a lot of short haul flights in between different cities. So essentially you can do an open jaw itinerary where you're not having to leave from the same airport that you arrived in, which is really great because there's lots of opportunities to visit a bunch of different countries that way too.
Yeah, if you went from Canada, it's Turkey, over to Japan, and then you're like, well, there's like a really cheap cash flight from Japan to Thailand, and then you wanted to fly Thailand to Dubai back to Toronto or something, you could do that too, like you mentioned, open jaw. Yeah. You can add in other flights in there, whether or not they're through Air Canada, but you don't have to necessarily have one continuous itinerary in order to take advantage of these.
That's the one thing that I've always been jealous about for people, you know, even in the States, in Europe, in Asia, there's a lot of short haul flights that you can take that for really cheap. In Canada, we don't have that as often, but you know, as soon as you get outside of Canada, there's lots of opportunities for those short haul flights at discounted prices, which is great.
It's nice too, that you can book these online. A lot of other like hacky hacks, like the ANA around the world or something like that, you're not really able to do. But with this one, you could kind of piece together your own round the world trip. Like if you get a stopover each way, let's say Canada to Turkey to the Middle East, and then another one from the Middle East to Maldives to Japan to Canada, you could piece together something like that. And we can get into this in a little bit, but Air Canada has some very interesting distance/region-based pricing for how many points it's going to take you. So sometimes it's cheaper to add on another leg because then you're like, oh, well, I'm crossing four regions instead of three. We can get into that in a little bit. But that is something that's nice, is that you can book all of these online without having to call an agent the way you would for like an ANA around the world trip.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that in some circumstances, the more complicated that you get, it might it does require you to phone into Air Canada to do that. But the nice thing that you weren't able to do before was to book over the stopover. So as long as it's, you know, pretty logical, having the flexibility to do it online has been really awesome.
What kinds of itineraries would require you to call in for Air Canada?
I think as soon as you are in a position where you're adding a lot of layovers, there's a time requirement. If you are up to 24 hours, it's considered a layover. Anything over that is considered a stopover. If you are doing actual stopovers where it's 24 hours and you're adding a lot of things where you're working with the Star Alliance partners or you're working with partners with Air Canada, but not specifically Star Alliance partners, then those itineraries become a bit more difficult and that might require you to phone Air Canada directly.
And Air Canada's website is a little bit tricky because you can't see the full calendar at one time.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. One of the things that I do to start off with is I'll, you know, whether it's going on Google Flights or Skyscanner, things like that, sort of get an idea of what I want to do, sort of check out the availabilities and the different times that I want. And then it's a bit of a game where you have to go into Air Canada that way to switch around. So that is a bit of a downfall. So unless you're using a specific app to look up award flights, I know Award Logic, Expert Flyer, things like that, those are really great to sort of look up those award spaces. But yeah, Air Canada, it does have some work to do in terms of being able to look at a higher level of date availabilities.
There's a couple ways around that. One is I always start with united.com and I look for the saver availability, because if it's on saver availability with United, it's generally going to be available with Air Canada or Turkish or a lot of the other Star Alliance partners. The key to this, though, is you have to make sure when you're searching, you don't log into United, because if you're like me and you have a United credit card, then it's going to show you some award availability that's not available on partner websites. So search for United, don't log in, and then look for saver space. And then you can look at the 30-day calendar on United and then look at, okay, is this exact flight showing up on Air Canada as well? And that can piece together some itineraries a little bit faster for you. The other one, shout out to Scott Kennedy in Canada, made a tool called CalTools. It is not open to everyone. Right now, I think it's closed for new users. Hopefully they open it back up again, but it is really, really useful for searching through a lot of different Air Canada itineraries. And it's like more database format. So you can just put in your parameters and say, hey, I'm open to searching in these dates. Here's the routes I want. I'd love if there's a stopover over here. And it makes it a lot easier, but currently closed for new users. But stay tuned, because hopefully one day they make it open again, and I will let you guys know once it's available.
Yeah, no, it's really great to have a bunch of communities around where people start talking to each other. And, you know, especially when you get a bunch of these techies involved in these discussions, they come up with these great tools. So I know that that's something that a lot of people have been jumping up on. But yeah, like you said, it's not open to new users, but what a great opportunity for people to, you know, work with each other and try to figure out ways to sort of circumvent the system a little bit so they can find easier availabilities.
Have you been able to access that tool through some different communities as well?
Yeah. So that's the thing, you know, once you get down this rabbit hole of, you know, finding out what the best availabilities are, you hear people talking about all these different things. And sometimes it becomes really overwhelming, especially if you're a beginner. So I really, you know, try to, anytime I'm talking to people, I always try to let them know that, you know, you don't need to go down these rabbit holes. But if you definitely want to sort of really take this more than a hobby to get really into the points game, there's lots of great tools down there.
What are some of your favorite communities for Canadians who can access things like these or find different tools that other techie people have built?
I think I found CalTool on Flyer Talk, and I think that's, you guys have that in the States too. But one of the ones that's pretty prominent here in Canada is the Prince of Travel, which has a really great Facebook group. And there's a lot of people who use a lot of abbreviations and acronyms and things like that. So I can definitely see where if you are new to this game and you just get so overwhelming, you're like, ah, forget it. I'm just going to go look for a seat sale, get on the trip that I want to get on. But I want to be able to express to people in Canada that there are lots of opportunities, even if it's a basic redemption, you can still save tons of money that way.
Basically, Air Canada has a chart where you can fly a certain amount in miles, and then they're going to charge you a certain price based on if it's operated by Air Canada or a partner airline. And for those of you watching on YouTube, here is that chart. And so as you can see, With Air Canada, if you're flying in like the 7,500 to 11,000 mile range, if you're flying on Air Canada specifically in business class, it's going to be somewhere between 85,000 and 200,000 points. But then if you were to just add another leg and fly even further, you might be down into the next range where it's more than 11,000 miles that you're flying. And then the bottom range of that is going to be 105,000 points all the way up to 250,000 points. So you might be able to save some miles just by adding in another leg to your flight. I know that I think when you're flying Canada to India, it falls right into that bad spot where it's just costing more miles. And so a lot of people, what they'll do is just say, okay, I'm going to fly to India, but then I'll also just do my stopover in India and then tack on a trip to Thailand or Singapore or something. So then that will kick them into the 11,000 plus mile bucket, and they actually end up saving some points that way.
Yeah. The one nice thing about the Air Canada website too, they do have a points predictor tool there. And so if you do have a general idea of where you want to go, then it will give you the sort of miles that they're associating with that particular trip, which of the four regions it falls into. So that's really a helpful tool for people to access so they can sort of figure out lines that are in between the different countries, where the sort of sweet spots are between what your itinerary is.
Yeah, absolutely. Since it's based on region and also distance, if you're like going to the very far east versus very far west of a particular region, that can make a little bit of a difference for you as well.
Right. And me being on the west coast of Canada, going towards Japan is much better for me in terms of points than it would be for somebody back in Toronto or Montreal. They might want to take advantage of going through Europe first and taking advantage of a stop or in one of those cities first.
Do you use Great Circle Mapper or something else to calculate the distance when you're trying to figure out how many?
Yeah, I was just doing that actually yesterday. But what I realized is that those are just sort of estimates. How Air Canada actually calculates it is usually about 80 to 95% less of what's on Great Circle Mapper. At least it gives you a range. If you use that with the Air Canada tool, with the points predictor, then you'll have a really good idea of exactly how many points you'll gain if you're flying through a cash booking, or if you are going to be redeeming points and how many points you'll need to redeem on those flights.
Sounds good. And I know that there's so many different airlines that you can book through Air Canada. I think it's probably the best way to fly Emirates right now since they devalued their flight chart twice in one year. I think the second one was actually like a secret devaluation that they never really even announced. Are there other really fun sweet spots that people love booking through Air Canada?
The one that I know a lot of the influencers talk obviously about going down to Europe, Maldives, India, places like that. But I actually love using it to go through down to South America. You know, I don't see a lot of people talking about that. So because South America is such a big region, especially on the map, being able to go through so many of the different countries down there, whether you're in Colombia or Argentina or things like that, just adding a stopover, like you said, for multiple days in between really allows you to be able to explore that part of the region that a lot of people don't talk about.
Yeah, for sure. Just looking at a map, you could easily hit five countries if you did Vancouver down to, let's say, Ecuador, and then you put in a stopover in Ecuador, went to Chile, and then from Chile, you find your own way over to Argentina, take a stopover in Brazil before going back up. You can see a lot of countries.
Yeah, really for sure. That way. Yeah, and nice and hot too down there, which is great.
Oh yeah, all Canadians seem to be using their points and miles to escape Canadian winter. So so that's a good way to experience a lot of countries. And then just by adding 10,000 miles, 5,000 each way, because these are, you're allowed one stopover on each one-way direction, then you can experience a lot more countries.
That's the exciting thing too, especially when you're going to new regions of like South America. Each country has different cultures and stuff too. So you can explore so many different cultures and so many different cities, really make use of those points and getting away from the Canadian winters down here.
So as we're kind of wrapping up here, what would you say is the number one tip that you have learned personally and that you have for the audience regarding points and miles and Canadian stopover routings and all that?
I think the thing that I found most helpful is to sort of have sort of a goal in mind in terms of what you want to do, because then you can plan a strategy to get the most amount of points that are going to be useful for that particular itinerary. I know people that I've talked to in the past have a bunch of points and a bunch of random different programs, but then don't have enough points to do anything really useful in it. So having a vision of exactly what you want to do and strategizing a plan towards that, then you can make sure you have the right cards in place. You make sure that you're using the right accelerators to really pump up the points, and then being able to have the flexibility to utilize what your program offers, whether it's transferring it to a specific airline or using going through a partner airline, that really gets you to your trip really quick. So having that vision and that plan to strategize exactly where you want to go, you get to your trip really quickly.
Perfect. That was such a good tip. And speaking of good tips, can you give a shout out to somebody else on the internet who you would recommend that listeners follow for even more points and miles tips?
Yeah. So thanks for asking that. So I only went to the Middle East for the very first time last year, and someone that I came across and I've been watching her journey and her travels is Expat Panda. So check her out. She does a lot of travel within the Middle East there, and it really opens up your eyes to the possibilities of the different cultures down there. So check her out.
Perfect. And where can we find you on the internet?
Yeah. So my name is Ravinder, and I'm the founder of the Travel Points Rebel. And I am found on Instagram at the Travel Points Rebel. So I'm really excited to chat with any Canadians who are looking to get into the travel game with me.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Ravinder, so much again for coming onto the show. This was so much fun talking about Canadian stopovers and open draw rules, because I know a lot of people are always like, okay, how do I really maximize my points? And I think we're starting to talk about Air Canada more in the United States, but I think you guys have a lot going for your program for redeeming at different points. So everyone go check out Air Canada. And also, if you are watching this on YouTube, stay tuned, because I'm going to insert a clip. So stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast. If any of the cards mentioned in today's episode piqued your interest, please check out the links in the show notes for more information on any of the cards. Also, if you apply for a card using the links on that page, I may receive a commission too, so please and thank you. P.S. I hear the links work better in Internet Explorer or Safari, and sometimes the credit card applications tend to glitch out in Chrome. Additionally, it would mean the world to me if you could subscribe to this podcast, leave a 5-star review, and share it with a friend. And if you would like to make even more travel hacking friends, please sign up for the Patreon to access our monthly masterclass hangouts. We dive deep into a particular points program each month, and you'll get to ask all of your travel hacking questions and enjoy being around other people who enjoy points and miles just as much as you and I do. If you would like an invite to the next one, head over to geobreezetravel.com/hangouts to sign up to be on the invite list. Take care and happy travels!